If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 16. I told you earlier that yesterday the Lord just dropped something in my spirit, and this morning I've been thinking about that all yesterday and this morning from the time I woke up. And this morning I heard this: exercising the Lordship of Jesus. So that's what I want to talk to you about. Exercising the Lordship of Jesus. Now, I'm going to read a couple passages of scriptures, and then we're just going to depend on the Holy Spirit to share with you what God wants said, okay? In Matthew chapter 16, let's begin with verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." Obviously, Jesus has asked, "Who do you say that I am?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven." In other words, you got this by revelation, not by knowledge, not just by natural knowledge. "And I say also to you that you're Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." They can't overpower it. You understand? The greater one is in us. We can't be overpowered. We can sit down. You can lay down and be walked on, or you can be bulldozed over. But it'll be by your choice, because you have the power to overcome. It's just a matter of standing up and allowing that power to flow through you. He said, "I will give unto you," and this is what I want to bring your attention to, "I will give unto you the kingdoms of heaven, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven." I want you to listen to that. That's your responsibility. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So do we have responsibility? Of course we do. Back several years ago, many years ago actually, the Lord said to me one morning, I was talking to Him about a particular thing and wanting sovereign God to do something about it. And He said to me, "Whatever you allow, I allow. Whatever you forbid, I forbid. If you want to put up with it, then go ahead. If you want to stop it, then take authority in the name of Jesus." Now, where's the responsibility? It's on me. It's on you. You can turn over to Matthew 18. Excuse me. And let's look at verse 18. Actually, let me read the context of this. I don't think people understand the context. Let's start with verse 15. I'm in Matthew 18. "Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you've gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, then you're to take one or two more as witnesses. And you go talk to your brother, and in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established. If he neglects to hear these, then you're to take him before the church. And if he refuses to listen to the church, then you're to let him be as a heathen man and as a publican." That was an outcast. That was IRS, tax collectors, okay? Literally, it was a tax collector. Look it up. If you don't believe me, look it up. "And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church." All right? And then you turn them over if they don't listen to that. Now look at verse 18. "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And again I say to you, if any two of you agree on earth touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Now, this is what I want to talk to you about. The Lordship of Jesus. Back in, I don't know, the late 80s or early 90, maybe 89, 90, somewhere around there, pastored another church at that time, and the Lord said to me to declare Jesus as Lord over Thomasville. And so we had these signs, the naglib billboards, one coming into the city off of Lexington Avenue and one down here on Julian Avenue there at the Lebmaker Flea Market. For 8 months, we had those signs, and all the signs said was Jesus is Lord over Thomasville. Nobody knew who put them up. And it irritated the pastors in Thomasville. I had one to say to me, who in the world would put up something like that? Jesus. Okay, he would. And here, not long ago, the Lord said to me, he said, I want you to start declaring again, Jesus is Lord over Thomasville. And so I said, okay. And I've been doing that daily, just in my prayer. I'll walk back here, look out, please open that blind, and look out that window and declare Jesus is Lord over Thomasville. Okay? I'll walk down the sidewalk and declare Jesus is Lord over Thomasville. I said, I know you're the Lord, but how can you be Lord over Thomasville? He said, through my body. He said, my lordship depends upon my body exercising the authority that I've given to them. Think about it. In Mark the 16th chapter, he says, these signs shall follow those who believe. Right? The signs follow whom? Anyone who believes. A lot of people say, well, that was the apostles. No, it's the believer. Read it. In my name, they, not Jesus, but his body, the believers, will cast out devils. If you don't like the way it's going, then take authority against the devil. You hear me? Don't back down. This is not a time to back down. This is a time where ACLU and all the others are making their threats and trying to silence the believers. Don't use the name of Jesus. That might be offensive. Of course it offends the devil because it exercises authority over the devil. So do I let you exercise your authority? Or do I stand up with a supernatural authority? And see, the church has gone into the closet and the perverts have come out of the closet. And it's time the church get out and let your light shine. You understand? And you let your light shine through your witness, not being obnoxious, not being overbearing, but refusing to back down from a charging bull moose if it's against God. You don't move. You don't listen to the intimidation. We preach Jesus Christ, Him crucified and resurrected the third day and ascended into heaven at the right hand of the Father, one who has told us to go and preach the message to all the world and so that the people can hear it, can believe it, and be saved. Now, if you don't want people saved, then keep your mouth shut. But if you don't want people to go to hell, you'd better start speaking. You just have to pardon my zeal this morning. I'm not, but you can, okay? Because there's a passion on the inside of me. I love this nation. I don't want to see it destroyed. I don't want to see it go into a one world government. I don't want to see it perverted. I don't want to see the gospel silenced. I want it to go forth with more power than it ever has. You understand? But that's dependent upon us. We have authority in the name of Jesus. You understand that? And the Holy Spirit gives us the power to be the witnesses God's called us to be. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit's come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. And what I'm finding, most people in the average church doesn't have the power to be, so they back down. God didn't call us to be silent. Jesus wasn't silent. Religious leaders hated Him. And I can tell you this, if you stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ, status quo religion is not going to like you. And you'll be the one pegged as the idiot. Well, Jesus said if they did this in a green tree, what do you think they'll do then dry? You understand? If they rejected Him, don't you think they'll reject you? I'd rather be rejected by them and accepted by Him than to be accepted by them and rejected by Him. You understand? So we have a responsibility. We can bind and we can loose through the authority of the name of Jesus. And if we do not stand up, then we're loosing the evil to prevail. You understand? Evil prevails when good men do nothing. And it's amazing to me the society today is so passive when it comes to the church. I'm talking about the church society. It's taken a passive role. God never called us to be passive. It's aggressive. How many of you know you can't go and sit still? Going is the very opposite of sitting still. He didn't say for the church to stay in four walls. What did He say? Go into all the world. Well, this Thomas was part of the world. We're to go here. We're to go wherever God sends us. But we're not go just to travel. We're to go with the message. You understand? We're to go in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. And we do that through the authority of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power who went about doing good, healing all those oppressed of the devil. God was with Him. That same anointing's on the body of Christ. God has anointed the body of Christ with the Holy Spirit and power. We should go about doing good, healing all those oppressed of the devil. And if you don't think they are, look around you and see how many are oppressed by the devil. But we can take authority over it. You understand? But you have to believe it. If you don't believe you can, you won't. The devil knows whether you're a believer or not. He knows if you're just blowing smoke. There's more to this than some kind of oratory message or some kind of oratory prayer. It's something that's coming out of your heart that's spoken with authority. See, that was a thing that the religious people, the nation, recognized about Jesus. They said, He speaks with authority, not as the scribes. He's speaking with authority. He's not talking like the rest of the preachers we hear. You understand that's what they're actually saying? Or I could say it this way. He knows what He's talking about. He's not just saying words. He's connected with power. And His words are backed by power. Let me tell you, when we have the keys of the kingdom, you know what keys do? They unlock, they allow you entry, don't they? So if doors are closed, we're not using keys. Have you ever heard of giving someone the key to the city? We have it. We already have it. See, the kingdom of God is in us. Luke 17:21. The kingdom of God's in us. But we have to allow Him to rise. If I don't speak, if I go on a scene and I don't speak, then God can't. You with me? How many of you have you noticed that Jesus didn't leave heaven to come down here this morning and preach? But I can tell you without reservation, He sent me. I'm a representative. So as an ambassador and as a representative, I have the legal right to say what He says. And I have the right to expect Him to back up what He says with signs following. You understand? That's not arrogance, that's confidence in Him. And as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we must become confident. You understand? Confident in who He is and confident in who we are in Him. Not independent of Him, but who we are in Him. By nature, I'm shy. But when it comes to the things of God, I'm bold. And I'm praying for more. Lord, grant unto me more boldness to speak Your word. Not to listen and just be passive, but to rule over. Now, the interesting thing about lordship, we're talking about exercising the lordship of Jesus, right? The interesting thing about lordship, if you look the definition of the word up, it's talking about the authority or power of a Lord or a supreme being, okay? Or someone in authority. Authority or power. So when I say lordship, I'm talking about exercising the authority and power of Jesus by utilizing the name of Jesus. We go not in our name, but in His name. See, in Acts chapter 3, when Peter and John are going into the temple and the man's laying there at gate beautiful begging, and Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk," and he did. And the people thought that was phenomenal. And so they start flocking around Peter and John. Peter said, "Why are you looking at us? As if we'd done something great." And see, this is what people in America are doing today. They're flocking around these preachers, the media preachers. They've made celebrities out of it, superstars, like they're something great. They put on their shoes the same way you do. They pull on their pants the same way you do, if you're a man. Or the dress, if you're a woman, I guess. You understand where I'm coming from? We are what we are by the grace of God. If Paul could say nothing good dwells in me, then the rest of us should be saying the same thing. The only good in me would be Jesus. Okay? So it's not a fact of putting attention on ourselves. Peter had a golden opportunity. He said, "It's not what we've done," my paraphrase, "but it's the name of Jesus that healed this man, and faith in that name, that's what healed the man." That's power. That's the demonstration of power. Believing in the name of Jesus. But isn't it interesting that most believers don't believe? Or at least they don't believe in the power of God. They have this mindset, "Get me out of here." And we're called the salt of the earth. We're called the light of the world. So what are we saying? Lord, take the flavor and the preservant out and take the light out so it'll be dark and rot and decay. That's about as self-centered as you can get. We're here to preserve. We're here to give flavor to the earth. We're here to give illumination. How will people know about the Lord if we illuminate them? And how can they be illuminated if we stay silent? You with me? So, it's not that we just have an opportunity. We have a mandate from God. Actually, when you think about go into all the world and preach the gospel, that's a command sentence. It's giving a command. It's not a suggestion. And we have a responsibility to go forward, utilizing the keys that God's given us. And He's given us His Word, and He's given us His Holy Spirit. I mean, that's God Himself. The wisdom of God, the power of God. But we have to utilize it. There's so many keys in here, so many principles in the Word of God. If we just follow the principles, we get the result. But if we don't follow the principle, nothing happens. And people are sitting back waiting for God to do something. God, do something. God, do something. And if you can listen and see what He said, get up and do something yourself. I've given you the Word. I've told you how. I've given you the authority. Now exercise your authority. That's what we're to be doing. That's how the Lordship of Jesus is realized in a city. When the believers in the city start obeying God and doing what God's called us to do, and doing good and healing those oppressed of the devil, setting captives free through the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, or whatever way God has ordained. If it's laying on the hands, then that's fine too. But we're to go forth boldly for the Lord to where people in this city take notice that we've been with Jesus. See, that's what got their attention about John and Peter and John. They said about them, like people would say about me, they're ignorant, unlearned. But they took notice that they'd been with Jesus. That's what we want people to do. To take notice that we've been with Jesus, but they won't notice that if we haven't been with Him. You understand? If you want to go out with His presence, you've got to get into His presence. That's discipline. That's where you deliberately shut everything out to get along with God. And then all day long, you stay in His presence. By constantly reminding yourself, God's in me. God's in me by His Word. God's in me by His Spirit. So wherever I go, God's there. Now what am I going to let God do? You heard that last part. What am I going to let God do? That's how Jesus is Lord over a city. That's how Jesus is Lord in a house. That's how Jesus is Lord in a church. So what if I don't seek the Lord for what He wants done in the church? Then Jesus is not Lord of the church. That's the problem with most churches today. Jesus isn't Lord. Some man or some board's the Lord. People study and come up with messages rather than to get in before the very one who has the message and come in here as we are messengers to the church. All I'm doing this morning is delivering you a message. It's not something I prepared. It's something God spoke. We prepare our hearts. You understand? And then let God present the message. And He has a message. I want you to exercise the Lordship of Jesus. As His body, I want you to use the name of Jesus. I want you to speak up. I want you no longer passive, but I want you aggressive for the Lord. Not offensive, but aggressive. And I'm not talking about taking up weapons. I'm talking about spiritual weapons, not carnal warfare, but spiritual warfare. This morning, I got this image. The church is like a gun without bullets. So who's afraid of the big bad wolf? If I know your gun hasn't got bullets in it, you can threaten me all you want to. I'll laugh at you. And that's exactly what the devil's been doing to the church. And I'm telling you that our bullets is a word of God and the Spirit of God. We better load up, because we are in heavy battle. It's not coming, it's here. You can run and hide, but I'll guarantee you the darts are flying. You understand? And once we are safe and secure, then we must put ourselves in harm's way to get other people safe and secure. You don't just run for safety, but you help the others. You understand? Don't let a wounded soldier die. Right? We have responsibility. So how do I exercise the Lordship of Jesus? Obedience. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. There's the key. Submit myself to God, then by default, I'm resisting the devil, and he'll run from me. You think about this. Most of the reports I hear are the devil chasing people. I can't tell you the number of times I've heard devil's been after me all week. That's not what we're called to do. If we submit to God, the devil's not after me. Have you ever noticed that he's uncomfortable in the presence of God? Let God arise. You understand? Let God arise. The Spirit of God's in you. Let the Spirit of God come out on you. He's in you, but let Him manifest through your physical body. That's what puts the devil to flight. Submission to God brings resistance against the devil, and when you resist him, he runs. He's a bully. You understand? Bullies intimidate. They get their way by intimidating. But if you stand up to the bully, you can back him down. I know. I've done it. Do you understand? It's the same way in the spirit world. The devil's a bully. You can listen to intimidations. You can get quiet. And you can just try to live your life by your little self, with your little family, and just hope that one day we're all going to go to heaven. Well, shame on you. That means you don't care about anybody else but yourself. That's self-centeredness. God's not self-centered. If He was, none of us would be here. God loved Jesus so much that He sent Him to the world to die for us. Jesus loved us so much that He died for us, and we should love Him so much that we die for Him. I'm crucified with Christ. Have you ever read it? Dying to the flesh so the Spirit can reign through us. And I can tell you that when the Spirit of God rises up, the Lordship of Jesus will be exercised. That authority will be exercised. Power will be exercised. Time to get aggressive. For the Lord. For the Lord. It's not a time to be silent. Exercise the Lordship of Jesus. You have the principles. The keys of the King. You have the principles. Use the principles. Okay? And let's assist God in this kingdom coming. Okay? God's kingdom come. Jesus told Nicodemus, He said, you can't even see the kingdom unless you're born again. You can't even see it. So the new birth has to come first. People all around here, they can't see the kingdom of God. They can't understand the kingdom of God. Perverts can't understand how God rules. They don't understand those things. They think God's against them. And in reality, God's for them. He hates what's destroying them. And we have to start seeing through the eyes of the Lord and start operating the way Jesus operated. I challenge you, study the ministry of Jesus. Study His life, study His ministry, and then you'll be in a position to represent Him. But if you don't study His life and you don't study His ministry, I'll promise you, you will misrepresent Jesus. And that's what, as a whole, the religious arena has done today, is misrepresent Jesus. You want to see Jesus as Lord over Thomasville in reality? then exercise the lordship that God's given unto you by exercising your authority in the name of Jesus. Don't go out here and do stupid, crazy stuff. Stay in the parameters of the Word. You speak the Word of God. Ask yourself if God believes what you say, or if God believes what you pray. If God doesn't believe what you pray and say, then it's wrong. Well, how do I know if God believes it? His Word will teach it. It'll agree with the Word. It'll agree with the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Amen? Well, I'll stop. I could go on a while with that, because there is a passion burning on the inside of me. I want us to exercise the Lordship of Jesus, because people need the Lord. This nation needs the Lord. It's depending on us. And if we don't step up to the plate, the nation's going to die. It'll be destroyed.